Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the United States, only a small fraction of eligible blood donors regularly donates blood. But the need for blood is on the rise. Mario Machis, assistant professor of economics at Johns Hopkins University, reveals how incentivizing donation could dramatically increase the blood supply.
The demand for blood has increased dramatically in recent decades due to an aging population and advances in medicine, surgery, and transplant technology. Meanwhile, the supply of blood has struggled to keep up, leading to frequent shortages. As an economist, I wondered, can we use economic incentives to stimulate blood donations? Economic intuition would suggest that the answer is yes, but theories in psychology and behavioral economics indicate that incentives might actually backfire if they conflict with people's intrinsic motivations to perform altruistic activities. Together with Nicola Lacetera and Robert Slonim, my two research colleagues, we wanted to find a more definitive answer. We conducted a randomized controlled trial involving nearly 100,000 individuals in partnership with the American Red Cross in Northern Ohio to study the effects of economic incentives on blood donations. In our study, we found that an advertised offer of a $5 gift card increased the likelihood of giving blood by 26%. A $10 gift card produced a 52% rise, and a $15 card caused an uptick of 72%. The offer of gift cards even caused people to motivate others to donate, including people who previously had never given blood. The incentives also induced people to switch the locations and dates of their usual blood donations to sites where the rewards would be available. Also, there was no effect on the share of individuals who presented at the drives but were ineligible to donate for medical or other reasons. We concluded that economic incentives significantly increase donations from the public and can be used to increase donations in areas and at times of the year when blood supplies are particularly low.
That was Mario Machis of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.